At the end of this week's parsha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah of Avraham Avinu in the mitzvah of Milo. For him, for Yishmael, his son, and for all the Avadim and the Beis. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says that it makes a drash. Then the parsha of Milo, it says, Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh. Avraham Avinu was Mol, Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh. And the parsha of Yom Kippur, it says that you should not do Malacha on Yom Kippur. Also, Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh, use the same Lashon. So the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that because of this drasha, we see that Avraham Avinu got his birth on Yom Kippur. And because of that, it says every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoyche, the Dam Milo of Avraham Avinu, and is Mechaper, the Avinus of Klal Yisrael with the Dam Milo. The question is, a lot of Achanim ask that the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol Terek Kula, even Erev Tavshilim, which is Midr Rabbanu, is Mekayim all the mitzvahs. And we know that Milo Bizmana is Deicha Shabbos, but Milo Shloi Bizmana is not Deicha Shabbos. So the question is, Avraham Avinu was mitzvah in the mitzvah of Milo at age 99. He wasn't getting B'yam Shmini, so Kipshuta wasn't a Milo Bizmana. So if it wasn't a Milo Bizmana, then how would he be able to get his bris on Yom Kippur if he kept Kol Terek Kula? So how is he Mechal Yom Kippur to be able to get his bris if it was a Milo Shloi Bizmana? So the Kli Chemda says that the Kli Chemda in the Akdama to Seif Bamidbar, he answers that it was a Milo Bizmana. Which is a little hard to understand. What made a Milo Bizmani? What made it that this was the Zman for the Milo? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to have a bris, and now he should have a bris starting from now, and it could be any day. So one might hear that Milo Bizmani means the first day of your tzivah. If someone's mitzvah on a mitzvah, the first day that he's mitzvah on bris milah, Yom Shmini, that's the zman for the mitzvah. And after that already is shloi bizmanei. He's still mechayv in the mitzvah, but that's not the zman of the mitzvah. And because of that was considered milah bizmanei. The problem is the Gemara says in the Gemara says in Perikah Blaz de Milah that it's possible for someone to be mechuyev, for a baby tinikei mechad to be mechuyev in the mitzvah of milah. There's one shita in the Gemara. Rav Asi says he makes a drasha. The pasuk says isha kisazu of yalda zacher v'tama, that isha has tumas leida when she gives birth, she becomes tummy, and then right afterwards it says b'yayim hashmini yimo b'sara lase. So he makes a drasha that a baby that's mother is became tamei betumas leida, became tamei when she gave birth. Only such a baby is mechayiv in the mitzvah of Milo on the eighth day. A baby that doesn't have the parsha of tumas leida, that whose mother doesn't have the tumah of tumas leida, doesn't have Milo on Yom Shmini and is mechayiv in Milo already the first day. For example, if a lady is a yetzer daif and has a C-section, a C-section, so she doesn't have tuma b'tumas leida, and also if she's a guy that gave birth, and then the next day the son was megayer, there was ger katan, so also he's going to be mechayv in mila right away. He's not going to need to wait till yom shmini. He's going to be mechayv right away. And the Gemara says over there that Leir Vasi, according to Ravasi, this kid who's mechayim in the mitzvah of Mila on the first day, doesn't need to wait till the eighth day to have his bris. That person, you can't be mechal Shabbos for to do his bris, because it says, Rashi explains, because the heter that Mila bizman is deicha Shabbos is from b'yayim hashmini on the eighth day. So if the mitzvah of Mila, if the zman of the mitzvah of Mila for this kid is any other day than the eighth day, so then that Mila is not going to be Deicha Shabbos. So the question is, Very nice. Avraham Avinu was mitzvah, and the first day came out on Yom Kippur, but it's not the eighth day. It doesn't have the heter of B'yayim Hashmini. So how is he able to be Deicha Shabbos for that bris? So Mustami needs to say that the pasuk says, we mentioned before, the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, it says he was that he got his bris milah be'etzem hayom hazeh, and then it finishes off kasher diber ayse Hashem, that he got it be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the middle of the day, just like Hashem told him. So k'pshita, it's going back on the bris kasher diber ayse Hashem, that Hashem told him to get the bris. But maybe one could hear that the tzivui was Hashem commanded him be'etzem hayom hazeh, on that day special, get the bris, and it was Yom Kippur. So Hashem told him specifically the tzivui was to get a bris on that first day, which was Yom Kippur. So besides for having a special mitzvah on that day, and he couldn't push it off to another day, but also it was matter the isra of Avodah on Yom Kippur. The problem with that is, so it could be that's from the Klei Chemda, that it was a Milu Bizmani, because this was, the Zman says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Hashem commanded him on this day specifically. The problem is that there's two questions with this. Rashi in Chumash says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that Rashi says, Be'yom V'loy B'layla, that Avraham Avinu did it Be'yom, he didn't wait till the Layla to do it, he did it right away. Be'yom, in the middle of the day, and he didn't do it B'layla to hide it, because he was embarrassed from the, because he was scared of the Goyim, or he was embarrassed from the Leitzanim, from the naysayers that would make fun of him for getting a bris, and he did it B'etzem Hayom Hazeh, smack in the middle of the day. He wasn't scared of anyone. The question is, if the tzivei was specifically for that day B'etzem Hayom Hazeh, what's the question that Avraham Avinu would wait till the Laila to do it, till the next day? The chiv was be'etzem hayom hazeh. If it's a milah shelo bizmanei, so Hashem commanded him on this day, and if he doesn't do it on this day, so only do it the next day. The commandment wasn't specifically for this day, so then could be he would push it off because of the busha, or because of he was scared of the game. But if the chiv was if the chiv was specifically for Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, it was a milu bizmane, this was the zman. So what would be the question that he would push it off till the next day, if the whole tzivui was specifically for that day? That's one question. And another question is the Gemara Kuflamid Amar Alf in Shabbos says that Rabbi Eliezer's machshir, the mission brings, Rabbi Eliezer's machshir, machshiri mila, they're deicha Shabbos. Machshiri mila are the tools that are used for mila, not just to do the actual mila, is deicha Shabbos, but the machshiri mila also, the tools used to do a bris, the knife, if you want to make a knife on Shabbos, or even he says, if you want to make the coals to cook up the furnace, to be able to make to weld the knife, to be able to make a knife to be able to use it for the bris, that also is deicha Shabbos. You're able to make the coals to cook up the furnace. That's Shittas Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that the machshiri mila are deicha Shabbos. So the Gemara says that there was a ear echad Baritz Yisrael that was noig. They paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. They used to make the machshiri mila on Shabbos. And because of that, bizchus that, the Gemara says that everyone was mace bizmani. No one died an untimely death. Everyone died on time over there when they were supposed to. No one died a unnatural death. No one died a death earlier than they were supposed to. So the Marshal says that what does one have to do with the other? The Marshal says that they were makbid on making the machshir mila on Shabbos. What was the point of that? Because they had a choice. They didn't have a knife, and they needed the eighth day came out on Shabbos. So they were either able to push it off till the ninth day, the bris, and do it on Sunday, or they would do the bris on Shabbos, and they would need to make the knife. So because they were makpid on mila bismanoi, because they were makpid on Rabbi Eliezer to be able to do the mila bismanoi, so there is zeicha mida keneged mida that no one died shloi bismanoi, everyone died bismanoi. And he says remez l'davar, very interesting, that Avram Avinu, who had a mila shloi bismanoi, he died. The Gemara says he died 5 years before he was supposed to. All the others were supposed to die at 108 years old, and he died at 175. So Avram Avinu, who had a mila shloi bismanoi, he died shloi bismanoi. And Yitzchak Avinu, who was the first one to have his mila bismanoi, he actually died at 180 bismanoi. So he says, what? So that's what we're dining now, because there was no specific day that he was supposed to have his bris, and when Hashem commanded him, he was 99. He wasn't b'yom shmini. That's a mila shloi bismanoi.
There was no time that he had that he didn't do it.
But the time that he was commanded wasn't the right time.
For
him. Well, he didn't push it off. He didn't push it off. He didn't have the schus. He didn't have the schus of mila bismanoi. So the question is, according to the Mashal, it says it's a mila shloi bismanoi. We're back to the question that how do you have a bris in Yom Kippur that's shloi bismanoi if you kept called Terekula?
Two types of mila shloi bismanoi, but you spoke out. You have a heter mila bismanoi to be over the block of Yom Kippur because it's Yom Kippur, you do. The bracha of mila bismanoi to have a bris in Yom
Kippur. You're saying it was bismanoi, but it was shloi bismanoi, not the right time. The Brisker Rav says that he says, brings the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says the Gemara says, the famous Gemara says that Avraham Avinu himself was the one who circumcised himself, and he was scared because he was too old, so he was scared to do it, so Hashem helped him out and finished it off for him. But the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar brings down differently that he didn't do it himself, but Shem ben Noach, Shem, the son of Noach, was the one who did the bris. He recruited Shem ben Noach to do his bris mila. The question is, Brisker Rav asked, why didn't he do it himself? Why did he get Shem ben Noach to do it for him? So he says, because of this problem, that Avraham Avinu kept Kol Tarei Kula, and he wasn't able to, it was on Yom Kippur, he wasn't able to be Mechal Yom Kippur, so he got Shem ben Noach to do it for him. So he asked, why would Shem ben Noach, didn't keep all the mitzvahs, why would Shem ben Noach be maskim, why would he agree to do the bris on Yom Kippur? So he says that the halacha is geisha Shabbos is chayv misa. A guy that keeps Shabbos is chayv misa. He can't keep Shabbos. So he said Shem ben Noach, who was a guy, had a din of a guy. He not just wasn't mekayim Shabbos, but he was not allowed to keep Shabbos. What? Geisha Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos, and also same chiv. What he should get a, what? How could he tell them together? If he was a guy,
he's us.
So how could he do with shlichus? Uh huh.
Why is the
question of
the
meal? Why is Shem Benayach? So I was thinking about why he's not a mole. Only a mole could be. He was mekayim the mitzvahs. He's mekayim the mitzvahs. Shalom, if he had a din of a guy being every guy is a oral. Right, so could be with mekayim the mitzvahs. I was wondering if he had that Muslim that. Al Kapanim, so he says what's up, Shai? He says Avraham Avinu also wasn't mechayiv mitzvahs. So why the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu was the first Yisrael. And Shem ben Noach, before that, he was a guy. But he explains that the Rambam says that what's the Isser of Geisha Shabbos, what's the reason Geisha Shabbos is Chayim Misa? So he explains, the Rambam says, because he's Mechadish Adas. The Isser is to create a new law, to create new rules for yourself. That's the Isser. So he explains that Avraham Avinu, who is the Yisrael, so even though he wasn't mechayiv in mitzvahs, he wasn't mechayiv in Shabbos, but he was shaykh to the mitzvahs he was shaykh to Shabbos. So he wasn't creating a new mitzvah by keeping it, but Shem ben Noach was creating a new mitzvah, so he wasn't allowed to do it. So that's why Avraham Avinu recruited him to do his bris milah. The other basic teretz would be that it was kodem matan Torah, which you could say two different ways. Kodem matan Torah, the Nefesh HaChaim says that all the Nefesh HaChaim says that besides for every mitzvah you do, besides for it being a tikkun for your goof, also it's being misakin and being mitara the olam hazeh yonim. It takes care of the olam hazeh yonim, and each mitzvah is correlated, is has a specific Torah that it does, purification that it does to each of the olam hazeh yonim, which we don't know how it works. But the avos, he says, the sole purpose of the avos keeping mitzvahs, even though they were mechayvin mitzvahs, was for this reason of being mitar the olam hazeh yonim, being mizach the olam hazeh yonim. That's why they kept the mitzvahs, because they understood each mitzvah, even though they were mitzvah, they understood this mitzvah is mitar that olam and how it worked. So to be mitar the olam, they kept the mitzvahs. And he says that's why we find that by Yaakov Avinu he married two sisters, even though it's also in the Torah, because he saw sometimes it come out that you need to do an Avera, even though we can't do it because we have tzivah after Matan Torah, but you need to do an Avera to be Matar the Elamis. And it would be the best tikkun for the Elamis if Klal Yisrael would come out Bishlemusam, which is only through Rachel and Leah. So that's why he was over the isser of marrying two sisters, and there wasn't a problem, because for the avos it was only a matter of being mitara d'ilanus. So you could say here also that Avraham Avinu didn't have a problem. There was no tzivoy, and he understood that's the ratzon Hashem, that's mitara d'ilanus by getting bris and Yom Kippur. So he felt that he should get his bris and Yom Kippur. That would be one mahalach. The other mahalach would be that before Yom Kippur, before Matan Torah, he was a mitzvah on the mitzvah of Mila, and he wasn't a mitzvah on the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. So mitzvah v'sheinu mitzvah, the mitzvah is doicha. The to go against the Eibishter's commandment, even though they're both mitzvahs, but to go against the Eibishter's commandment, it was better to it's deicha to go against Hashem's commandment. Similarly, we find this musig that the Aruch HaNar in Sukkah, Dafnun Gimel, says. He brings from the Zeis Ranim. He asks a question. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvuah to Yosef before he left Mitzrayim to bring up the Atmos Yosef. So Moshe, before they were leaving Mitzrayim, he went to the Nile River to find the Atmos Yosef. He couldn't find them. So he threw in a paper that had the Shema Mefarish, and it came up. So the Zeis Ranan asks that how could Moshe be meichik the Shema Hashem? So the Aruch HaNar brings from the Lechem Panim that he made a shvua. He needed to keep the shvua, so he was able to meichik the Shem. The question is, the Aruch HaNar asks, first of all. So fine, even if you say that the only way to get the Atmos Yosef were through the Mechikas Hashem, but still, it's a Shvuah Levatel Samitzvah. You can't make a Shvuah that goes against the Torah. You're not Mechayiv, that Shvuah doesn't work if it goes against the Torah. So why are you Mechayiv? So why is he Mechayiv in the Shvuah if it went against the Isser Mechikas Hashem?
It wasn't making a Shvuah against the Torah.
It was, the only way to do it was... That was the only way to do it. And if it's not against the Torah, so then what's that there? Saying now it comes together. So the Aruch HaNar answers. The Aruch HaNar says that over there was kaidem matan Torah, and kaidem matan Torah over there was kaidem matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have an isur of mechikas Hashem. He wasn't mitzvah of mechikas Hashem, and b'markim, even though he kept kol Torah kulo, but b'markim the shvua of that he made to Yosef, He was able to be he wanted to be machran and he was able to be meichik the Shem. So you see also b'makom achiv of shvuah, the ena mitzvah of mechik Hashem was nidcha. The question is just that shvuah also is his ena mitzvah on shvuah. So why is that any better? So it sounds like from the Aruch HaNar that besides for the tzivoy of shvuah, the tzivah that leyach dvar, you can't be mechal your shvuah, But there's also, besides that, it's a kecha diber. Someone makes a shvur, he's mechiv to keep to it. His kecha diber, his words, he needs to hold by his words, and that itself is mechiv him to keep to it. So b'makom that, he wasn't going to be machmer, and he was mechiv Hashem. That's a kecha diber. You can't start up a shvur.